Let's read together Isaiah chapters 46 and 47. In these two chapters, the greatness of God is seen in his supremacy over the gods of Babylon and in his judgment of Babylon. Let's begin by reading Isaiah chapter 46, verses 1 through 11. Bel bows down, Nebo stoops. Their idols were on the beasts and on the cattle. Your carriages were heavily loaded, a burden to the weary beast. They stoop, they bow down together. They could not deliver the burden, but have themselves gone into captivity. Listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, who have been upheld by me from birth. You have been carried from the womb, even to your old age, I am he, and even to gray hairs I will carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry, and will deliver you. To whom will you liken me, and make me equal, and compare me, that we should be alike? They lavish gold out of the bag and weigh silver on the scales. They hire a goldsmith and he makes it a god. They prostrate themselves. Yes, they worship. They bear it on the shoulder. They carry it and set it in its place and it stands. From its place it shall not move. Though one cries out to it, yet it cannot answer nor save him out of his trouble. Remember this and show yourselves men. Recall to mind, O you transgressors. Remember the former things of old. For I am God. And there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Calling a bird of prey from the east, the man who executes my counsel from a far country, indeed I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. Let's consider a few background notes for Isaiah chapter 46. In the overall outline of the book of Isaiah, we've seen that chapters 1 through 39, the first main division of the book, emphasizes denunciation from God because of Israel's sins, while the second main division of the book, chapters 40 through 66, emphasizes the consolation or comfort of God. Chapters 40 through 48 of Isaiah bring comfort to God's people by emphasizing the greatness of God, his greatness as creator, and his greatness as the protector and provider for his people. Now here in chapters 46 and 47 of Isaiah, God's greatness is seen in his sovereignty over Babylon, the enemy of God's people. Babylon's gods and Babylon's godlessness would be judged. So here in Isaiah chapters 46 and 47, Isaiah not only envisions the rise of the Babylonian Empire, but he predicts its judgment as well. And that would certainly be a comfort to God's people. And that brings us to our doctrinal point for Isaiah 46. The Lord carries his people from conception to old age. The Lord carries his people from conception to old age. The Bel and Nebo of verse 1 were the two chief gods of the Babylonians. Bel was also known as Marduk and was the father of Nebo, and by the way, was the hero of Enuma Elish, the well-known Babylonian account of creation. Here in verses 1 and 2 of Isaiah chapter 46, these Babylonian gods are seen as helpless and powerless to rescue the people, because their images have to be carried around. They have to be carried on carts by beasts of burden. They are bowed down themselves as they are carried into captivity by the coming Persians. In contrast, the God of Israel does not have to be carried around, but instead, he carries his people. He carries them from conception and birth, verse 3, to old age, verse 4. By the way, when is old age for Israel? Did Israel die when the church was formed? Is the church the new Israel? No, 1,000 times no. Israel is still alive and is still being carried by the Lord. Israel has been disciplined, but there will be a spiritual restoration of the nation to the land and to the Lord in the future, according to the prophecies of Isaiah and other prophetic scriptures. Read Romans chapter 11 in this connection. Verses 5 through 7 of Isaiah chapter 46 emphasize the folly of idol worship and the helplessness of the foreign idols. They have to be made and carried by humans and they are speechless and powerless. Verses 8 through 10 emphasize the great and wonderful contrast of the one true God. He is the only God. Verse 9, for I am God, and there is no other. He knows and controls the end from the beginning in line with his good purpose. Verse 10, he would bring Cyrus the Persian as a bird of prey from the east to conquer Babylon and deliver God's people. Verse 11, the Lord carries his people from conception to old age. Now, what about practical application for Isaiah chapter 46? Don't be stubborn-hearted. Don't be stubborn-hearted. Verses 12 and 13. Listen to me, you stubborn-hearted, who are far from righteousness. I bring my righteousness near. It shall not be far off. My salvation shall not linger. And I will place salvation in Zion, for Israel my glory. In these verses, God challenges his hard-hearted and unrighteous people to listen to him and turn to him for salvation. His salvation was not far off. It never is. Salvation would come to Israel in line with God's covenant promises. They could share in God's glory for Israel if they would stop being stubborn-hearted. The same is true today. God's salvation is never that far away. But people remain in their unrighteous condition and refuse to turn to the Lord because they are stubborn-hearted. Listen, do you want to know and experience the blessings of God's salvation in Christ? Turn to the Lord now before it's too late. Don't be stubborn-hearted. Let's continue reading chapter 47 of Isaiah. Let's begin with the first five verses. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground without a throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstones and grind meal. Remove your veil. Take off the skirt. Uncover the thigh. Pass through the rivers. Your nakedness shall be uncovered. Yes, your shame will be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not arbitrate with a man. As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Sit in silence and go into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no longer be called the Lady of Kingdoms. Let's consider a few background notes for this chapter, Isaiah chapter 47. In the verses that we just read, Babylon is pictured as a smug and arrogant virgin who was once the queen of all kingdoms, sitting on her throne. But now she is on the ground, humiliated and in mourning. Babylon would be brought down to the place of a shameful slave. When God allowed the Persians under Cyrus to conquer Babylon in 539 BC, the Babylonians or Chaldeans would be stripped of their fair garments, as it were, and be exposed for all the world to see. Now, why would the Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, verse 4, allow such a sudden fall of the mighty Babylon? The answer is our doctrinal point for Isaiah chapter 47. The Lord judges the instruments he uses to discipline his people. The Lord judges the instruments he uses to discipline his people. Verses 6 through 11. I was angry with my people. I have profaned my inheritance and given them into your hand. You showed them no mercy. On the elderly you laid your yoke very heavily, and you said, I shall be queen forever. So that you did not take these things to heart, nor remember the latter end of them. Therefore hear this now, you who are given to pleasures, who dwell securely, who say in your heart, I am and there is no one else beside me. I shall not sit as a widow, nor shall I know the loss of children. But these two things shall come to you in a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood. They shall come upon you in their fullness, because of the multitude of your sorceries, for the great abundance of your enchantments. For you have trusted in your wickedness. You have said, no one sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge have warped you or led you astray. And you have said in your heart, I am and there is no one else besides me. Therefore evil shall come upon you, and you shall not know from where it arises. And trouble shall fall upon you. You will not be able to put it off. And desolation shall come upon you suddenly, which you shall not know. God used both Assyria and Babylonia as his instruments of discipline on his people. Assyria primarily on the northern kingdom of Israel, and Babylonia on the southern kingdom of Judah. But Isaiah predicts here that Babylon would go too far, and in her pride she showed no mercy to the Jewish people. Verses 6 and 7. Therefore the queen of all kingdoms would suddenly become as a childless widow, and her many sorceries would be of no help. Verses 8 and 9. Babylon fell to the Persians in one night in 539 BC. Read Daniel chapter 5 in this connection. Like many people today, Babylon felt that because she was so superior to everyone else, she could get away with evil, and no one would know. Verse 10, how wrong she was. God said that sudden destruction and disaster would fall on Babylon. Verse 11, although the Lord used Babylon to discipline his people, they went too far in their evil ways. You see the doctrinal point? The Lord judges the instruments he uses to discipline his people. The same is true today, including on the personal level. God can use ungodly people in his discipline of us as his children, but those ungodly instruments will be held accountable and judged for their wicked deeds. The Lord judges the instruments he uses to discipline his people. Now, what about practical application for Isaiah 47? Don't get hooked on the daily horoscope. Don't get hooked on the daily horoscope. Verses 12 through 15. Stand now with your enchantments and the multitude of your sorceries in which you have labored from your youth. Perhaps you will be able to profit. Perhaps you will prevail. You are wearied in the multitude of your counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, and the monthly prognosticators, let them stand up and save you from what shall come upon you. Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. It shall not be a coal to be warmed by, nor a fire to sit before. Thus shall they be to you with whom you have labored, your merchants from your youth. They shall wander each one to his quarter. No one shall save you. In these verses, Isaiah predicted that Babylon would continue to use her mediums and horoscopes, verses 12 and 13, but to no avail. The astrologers and their predictions would be swept away. What they thought was a warm campfire would be a wild forest fire with no deliverance, verses 14 and 15. Now, don't confuse astronomy, a scientific study of the stars, with astrology, an occult use of the star constellations to predict the future. Astronomy is not condemned in the Bible, but astrology is. And yet many people, including some Christians, consult the daily horoscope, which is based on astrology. This is playing with fire. It is not harmless entertainment. It's ensnaring and a doorway to further associations and connections with the world of the occult. Don't get hooked on the daily horoscope.